Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Danny, earlier in the show, Professor Stewart, and he says, by the way, you don't have to call him Professor or Captain Stewart, just Richard will do. He told us how the supply chain issue, which is a worldwide problem with local implications, was related to climate change. And there's a major climate change conference going on right now that also has local implications.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, heat has been rising on world leaders to tackle climate change, and they've been meeting this week in the United Kingdom for the United Nations Climate Change Conference. And that summit aims to speed up efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions worldwide, which Wisconsin climate activists and northern Wisconsin residents say is sorely needed. You know, more than 40 countries during this week have pledged to end the use of coal before 2050, but the U.S. isn't signing on to those plans just yet, despite President Joe Biden's goal to get away from coal in the power sector by 2035. And these leaders are working to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius as set out under the Paris Agreement. But a UN panel has warned that temperatures are likely to cross that level of warming in the next decade. And as the climate warms, you know, scientists say that that will bring more frequent intense storms like the ones that we've seen in northern Wisconsin in 2012 and 2016 and 2018. And Bill Bussey with the Shawamigan chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby notes that those storms have caused tens of millions of dollars in damage to public infrastructure throughout the region. And so Wisconsin researchers also say that, you know, these kinds of very extreme storms, like the ones in 2012, 2016, and 2018, they're becoming disproportionately more common as temperatures rise. And so that could, you know, have big implications for what the region might be dealing with if we don't see some action to, you know, limit temperatures from rising and seeing the worst effects of climate change.
Well, all that sounds like some pretty serious warning signs. And we've got some signs of change, or change signs perhaps, sending some positive messages on our local roads.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation unveiled the first dual language sign in Bayfield County this week in partnership with the Red Cliff Tribe. The agency is working with Wisconsin tribes to update their signage on state highways so that they can display the English and native words for tribes' names. And the sign near Red Cliff now displays Red Cliff and the tribal name, the Miskwabikang, including the tribe seal and population. And I apologize if I, you know, didn't do very well on the pronunciation, but Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson said they're excited about the dual language signs. You know, it signifies a sense of place for Red Cliff and other tribes. And Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Christopher Boyd said that they're honored to be the first tribe to do this and show visitors that they're entering the boundaries of the reservation with the tribal name. And if you're wondering, Ga Miskwabikang means the place where there is Red Rock Cliffs. So I think anybody that's been to Red Cliff will understand why that is.
Cool. And I'm glad you put the translation in there, because now when I see that sign, I know what I'm looking at. One more footnote to our Gales of November conversation. A new ore boat has been launched for the Great Lakes.
Yeah, the first U.S.-flagged Great Lakes freighter to be built on the lakes in almost 40 years went into the water for the first time last week at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding in Sturgeon Bay. And the Mark W. Barker will become the newest addition to Interlake Steamship Company's fleet. The launching is, you know, a maritime tradition where it marks the first time a boat is transferred from the land into the water, and it's meant to bless the new vessel and its crew. And the ship isn't ready just yet to head out on the lakes, though. Some work will continue on the interior and mechanical and engineering systems, but it's expected to be ready in the spring.
All right. That's definitely a good sign for our future. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on all the local, regional, and statewide news between our shows and at any time at WPR.org/news. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we leave you with, what else? Gordon Lightfoot's immortal classic, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Stay safe, everyone.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?